Hi, this is Luke Travada, Talent Scout with Miles Technologies, and I'm here with Joe Reitmeier, who is a senior technology consultant at Miles Technologies. Joe, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Sure. Good morning, Luke.
Okay, so my first question I have for you is, if someone is pursuing a career as a senior technology consultant, if you could only give them one tip of advice, what would you give them?
I would say that being a good communicator and acting as an advocate on behalf of our clients is probably the most important skill that we would need to have. We've got to, of course, have a knowledge of technology as well, but we do have a deep technology bench to lean on here. So, communications and advocacy is really important.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was actually going to ask you about, communication. So why is that communication the most important, the value of communication?
Well, our customers are coming to us for IT solutions, not only in a reactive sort of mode, which we do well. We support our customers very well. But they also are coming to us for some value in consulting and proactive steps and communicating those opportunities, recommendations, and things to help them make their business run better, quicker, faster, less expensive than maybe they do it today is very important.
So can you talk a little bit about your career path and how you kind of got into this role as the senior technology consultant here with Austin Miles Technologies?
Sure. I was in the banking industry for many years. I was a director of IT, was my title in my previous job. And as with many industries, technology is not the core competency of a bank, just like it's not the core competency of a lot of other businesses that we support. So we wisely outsourced our IT activities at the bank, and I came to Miles because I enjoy technology. I enjoy working in the technology field, and you leverage my experience in finance, leverage my experience in technology to move over into the senior technology consultant role here at Miles, so I can do for our customers what I did for the bank for many years.
Mm-hmm. So usually then for this position, it's good to have both the technical knowledge as well as a solid understanding of businesses, business operations, and how businesses grow and everything like that?
Yeah, it's critical to have that kind of business background because, as I said, we have a very deep technology knowledge base here at Miles. Being able to translate those technical solutions to match business needs is a real value add to our customers. I think it sets us apart.
Right. And so going a little bit further about the technologies, so what would you say are the best technologies to familiarize yourself with these days? Obviously technology, is always changing, but what are kind of the best ones right now that you find yourself, recommending, talking to businesses about?
Sure. Some of the more recent technologies, of course, virtualization, everybody can take advantage of that to become more efficient. But some of the other ones that are maybe less visible but just as important in the infrastructure area, things like system backup. How do we recover systems if they were to fail or go offline? And again, I go back to that business need where in a senior consultant role, we need to understand our business and our businesses that we support so that we can make proper technology recommendations that match their need in all the different areas, not just the obvious ones. We want to get rid of Windows XP because Microsoft doesn't support it any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we want to virtualize servers because that may be more efficient, but moving things off-premise into the cloud, taking a look at backup solutions, and then making sure that's meeting the need for availability and recovery and robustness that matches that business need.
So what would you say is the most challenging aspect of the position?
Well, in my personal view, I came from a single business, obviously. It was my background. I now manage multiple customers, mm-hmm, with multiple technologies. So the diverse nature of that is can be challenging at times, but it's also one of the best parts of the job. It's something new each day. It's a new challenge each day, and it's a way to really keep on top of both technology and to learn not only keep the knowledge that you have moving in a in the right direction, but to learn new things about different types of businesses that maybe you haven't known before.
Mm-hmm. So would you say, like, the learning the new technologies and working with the businesses, is that kind of like your favorite part of the position, or do you have another thing that you would think is your favorite part?
I think the best part of the position is the feeling of accomplishment once you match what you've learned about your customer, their business need, with the right technology. You put everything together and you see the results of that, which is a happy customer, a business that's doing a little better than it was before. So I think that's the most gratifying part of the position. Mm-hmm. All the other parts and pieces that get up that make that up to get there are enjoyable as well. But I think that's ultimately the part of the job I find most satisfying.
Yeah, it must be rewarding to be able to, you know, recommend solutions on that you can see a business grow, because, you know, you're kind of in it with them, you know, you do well if they do well, kind of thing.
Correct. As I said, we're their advocate, we're their partner, and we do well when they do well.
So what are some of the common, like, questions or concerns or problems that customers or potential customers ask of us? Like, what are, you know, kind of the common business problems that you see that you find yourself recommending solutions to solve?
As I said, there's kind of a reactive side and a proactive side to the job. So in many cases, our clients will come to us with a business need, something very particular to their business. Maybe something has changed in a regulatory area. Maybe they've decided to expand their business, move from one office to another, things that we may not be privy to. So we'll need to take those requests and, again, make recommendations to handle those properly. And then there's, the other common thing that I come across mostly is when we do get the opportunity to sit back, analyze their business versus available technologies, more times than not, we'll find a gap there, something that we can say, hey, we've noticed that you're using, System X, and we think that System Y would be better. So I think both of those are fairly common, I come across them on a daily basis.
So is there anything else about the position you'd like to add that we didn't cover so far?
One other thing. I think the position we've talked about in great detail. Maybe what we haven't talked so much about is the environment in which this position exists, which is Miles Technologies. Every person here is working toward the same goals. We work as one company. It's truly a team effort, a great environment. So, yes, it's a rewarding position. When we couple that with the environment here at Miles, it just makes it all that much better.
Great. So, yeah, definitely it seems like you enjoy the position, have a lot of good things to say about it. So it's definitely something that you would recommend as someone who's interested in furthering their career. Obviously, it's not an entry-level position, but if you, like you said, you have a background in technology and know a lot about business, it's definitely kind of like a good molding of the two roles.
Absolutely. And again, I think there's a somewhat large but maybe quiet trend going on in business today. Businesses are looking to not have a whole lot of their technology management and resources in-house anymore. It's the smart thing to do. So as those people that maybe were part of an IT staff at a single business can see that trend, they look to maybe join a technology company. If the experience was in a management role, an IT management role, I would definitely recommend that Miles would be a great place to transition those skills.
Great. Well, Joe, thank you very much for joining us today. You definitely provided a lot of good information, and I hope everyone out there learned a good deal about the senior technology consultant position and what it entails and Miles Technologies. Thanks for your time, Joe.
Thank you, Luke.